Welcome back to the Cook Official Podcast. I'm your host, Lindo Next Door. We're here with
Dibble, EJ Zeus, baby. What's up? How you feeling, bro?
We're coming back, second episode, man.
Oh man. Silly week really had a
silly week.
Terrible.
Yeah. What do you mean, bro? God, I'm so tired. Like, that ass. I'm still on a bender right now.
You're really running off,
dude. I don't know how you function, bro,
at all. Like,
he wakes up, like, he goes to work, comes out, and he just goes straight to a gig. Maybe eats in between.
Maybe.
Straight to a gig. Comes home at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. Goes to sleep. Wakes up, goes to work, does the same thing.
Yeah, like I work right now. I work at T-Mobile. I just put him on 2 weeks because I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not.
Like, oh my god.
I literally just started that job like literally a month ago, and I'm like, yeah, bump this 2 weeks. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, because you're getting booked like every day.
Yeah.
That power nap you posted of him on the couch.
Oh, dude, it was hilarious.
You get 1 hour.
I'm sorry. I didn't do you dirty, but I thought it was kind of funny. Like,
it was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Yeah, it seems
he came back from a private party, right? And he came home and he was tired as shit. He just passed out on the couch and just took a power nap. And I posted on my story. I was like, bro plays in pods in like an hour.
And you probably still made it on time, didn't you?
Nah.
Oh my god.
No.
Bro, you were low key like out like a light, like for real.
Yeah.
Believable though, because I don't know how you were doing this bender, bro.
Yeah.
Like he was on one.
What dream, bro? Yeah.
You want to name out like all the. Like,
so okay, this was like my schedule, you guys. So like. So let's start off with beginning of the week, Monday. I don't know. I didn't do anything Monday.
Resting.
Right before storm. Tuesday, I had pockets. Wednesday, I was off. I thought I had flamingos, but you know, I read it wrong. Yeah. So then Thursday, I had flamingos in the day, and then
wait. Pause. Didn't you work at T-Mobile first?
Well, I'm not counting T-Mobile.
I know, but no. That's a whole shift. You worked the whole shift, then you went to Flamingos, and then played on the main stage.
Yeah, basically.
That's three different energies he has to have at all those different, like,
environments. Pots was insane. Because, like, that was the first day you were in the garden.
I've always been in the garden.
I know, you've been in the garden, but, like, the school year. That's
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we talking about purr?
Yeah,
purr. First purr, that was stupid.
If you guys were there...
Yeah, you guys are known. We made ourselves known in the city.
Just because of that,
bro. Like, everybody was there, like, who the fuck are we?
Between and us recording that night, that whole day was just a movie.
Oh, yeah. And, like, after we recorded food truck content, which is food truck is like our little side talk series, after we recorded food truck content, it was our first time kind of doing it. So natural, especially this.
Yeah,
for those who've been watching those interviews that we post, like Zeus, OB, or Dave Back in the Fool on Instagram outside, that's what we're going to be calling it as the food truck series.
Yeah.
Insane experience. And we like doing it, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a wooden spoon. Take the ghetto tape, a run mic to it. People eat that shit up.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Like a ridiculous amount.
The tape needs to be there.
When I thought about it, no, because Liver was like, at first, when I was like, Lindo, there has to be like tape like all around the mic, like. And he was like, "Are you sure? Like, it's gonna look like a little ratchet." Like, that's the point.
I wanted.
Like, that's the point.
Like, literally on the phone, I'm in the aisle at Walmart choosing the tape. And he's on speaker. I'm like, "Are you sure, bro? That might look a little ratchet." He's like, "Yes, we want it to look ratchet. Ghetto. Yes."
The only thing we really need to do is like we need to have aprons and like chef hats it's like, you know,
cooked.
Yeah, that's our image.
That was Thursday.
Friday, I had Baja's Latin Night. Shows lit as fuck.
If you guys don't know about Baja's Latin Night,
they know about it.
Oh, yeah.
the new viewers, if you guys don't know about Latin Night at Baja's, it's like the biggest Latin Night in Tallahassee. And man, we reached capacity, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sold out tickets, everything was
sold out, booths, all of it, bro.
Bro, you try going to the fucking bathroom on a Baja's Landing.
You're
good
greats.
Luck, bro.
You're greats.
Good luck.
You better off going
across the street, swimming bro. Through like a sea of fishes.
Yes,
no.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and then like Saturday, I had a drive at Gainesville. All three of us went over there. Shit was so lit, man. My gig got cut short, so we decided to do the trucking truck.
And debatable topic, but like I feel like people out there are a lot more engaged, a lot more friendly. Like,
I feel like people don't know it.
Yeah.
We're not the typical
Gainesville folk. Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're Zeus, right? And I'm like, yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
But the thing is, if we were from Gainesville, we might be saying the same thing. Like,
bad. Yeah, no kidding.
Like, oh, Tallahassee people are friendlier.
Yeah.
So we were. I mean, I agree with David.
Wait, we have to win the shits. Yeah. Because we went over there, shot some content, and holy shit. Those videos went insane.
We didn't even post all of them yet.
Yeah, we didn't even post all of them.
Y'all are going to have some stars, you know? Facts.
But
the fact that we met three bats.
All right. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you guys got to go watch that.
Big shout out to R.I.P. Glizzy, man. We have to throw that out there.
The baby that's his Instagram name. Oh,
I thought he was joking. I thought he was
referring to like
a weapon, bro. But he was on like his handle, bro.
I mean, for serious reasons, bro. Any dude singing in a ski is not messing around at all. Yeah.
He went in that rope fast.
Very fast.
Like, the whole time I was holding that camera, I was like,
he didn't even take it out of the insult.
Nah, he
was like, run, no, we're mad. He was just like, I'm gonna be there. I interrupted when he had his whole life to sing. He did not play around.
I swear, bro just knew what the bit was about, and he was like, all right, but.
No cap. He was on time. I respect that.
That was a godsend. That whole, like, 3 minutes was just, like, it was gold.
I mean,
and we need more shit like that, because, like,
not characters like that.
Characters, what is this?
All the kids.
Not like we were on there. It felt like a whole side mission, bro. That's funny as fuck. Yeah, and then, like, after, that was our Saturday. Sunday, I had bots again. I played the house set. So lit. I cried, bro. Bro, it's been a minute since I cried a set. Because, like, the last time I cried a set was at Aladdin night. And, like...
Wait, you cried?
Yeah.
I cried, too.
I started crying, bro. I cried. It was so, like...
The crowd must have been majestic there.
No, it was. Well, like, to a certain extent, it's more of, like...
I know it was his dream, but it was also my dream, too, of him to play his own event, like, around EDM. On in pots, like in the garden. That's always been like a dream.
So
like,
sick of that.
And like it was just that moment.
Yeah, bro. Like,
yo, we made it.
Yeah.
My dog, you made it.
That's cool. I like it. It was awesome, man. Like,
I
got really cool like highlights, and like the fact that like I get to play like EDM in general. Like, I love house, but I would love to play like bass or just like some like trap or like. Just some heavy shit, feel me? But it's cool. Like, I did put that in my set a little bit, but I like to stay on topic, you know, playing house. But bro, just like the fact that like everyone was so engaged, bro. Like, everyone was like engaging with me, bro. It was lit,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
Usually, when you play that type of music, everybody's just trying to fuck each other.
And it's crazy.
It looked like. It was dope. I go,
yes, bro. We had the lasers and shit.
When he played that, like, Grizz track, and, like, the whole crowd was singing.
Did you know that, like, did you know that the guy that was, like, handling the lights, he works for JPC Entertainment, but, like, he actually is a DJ for Helden.
Wait, who is it? I would know.
I gotta show you after the podcast.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I didn't know that because he looked like a familiar face.
By the way, Culture, it is September 12th. It's going to be the first mini music festival, an EDM mini music festival in Tallahassee. We are taking over the strip. It's going to be the craziest event.
Hop out.
Yeah, aren't you guys having like three venues?
We're having three venues. JPC and Ghost Pro is providing lights, speakers, and
Wonky Town, BTB.
BTB, Outlet, literally three big, like, event groups in the EDM community are all, like, combined forces. Some crazy shit. if you're ever bringing over like 18 DJs, like it's insane. And bro, let me just tell you the logistics of bringing 18 DJs, because I think like about 6 of them are local. Like the logistics of bringing like 12 DJs with management teams is a fucking nightmare, bro. Don't ever do it. Like, I don't recommend it, because then you have to like send the flyer to their management teams. They have to approve it. They also have to approve other people on the lineup. It's like if they have beef, they're like, oh, I'm not playing with that dude. Whereas if their name's too small on the lineup, they're like, oh, no, I'm dropped. Or if it's at a certain place, like you have to go through all these people. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's just people's nightmares. No,
ain't that like next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, Thursday. That's been silly. Politics, y'all. You're crazy, man. That's enough silly week, though. Now it's time. Let's talk about football, bro.
Nah.
Man, I'm glad it's football season right now, but like, man. like the tail. Like, I'm speaking for like the party.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
about to say.
Like, I'm not speaking like.
Not with DJ play like.
I don't even gonna lie, bro. After watching Monday's game,
bro,
I don't even want to watch football anymore. What is football?
Son,
I don't fucking know.
We let them slide with the first unranked team.
Yeah,
the second one was diabolical, bro.
We got our shit handed to us.
It's looking like sabotage at this point. How this bro is playing.
Nope.
He needs to be investigated.
No cap. I'm in it for the bar stool. I'm in it for the folks who are in here right now.
Who's going fucking.
No, they're not letting up on bro. If you have not been keeping up with DJ in the comment section on his ads or his commercials, do yourself a favor and please tap in. It is literally like stand-up comedy.
But like,
everybody knows stand-up comedy.
I swear to God, like the first thing people did when they Boston called glasses went straight to his comment section on Instagram and just fucking flamed him.
He turned off like his comments on certain shit. I think they're not playing around.
I mean, not as a human. I honestly feel bad for him.
Do you,
bro? Imagine being
right now. Yeah, like
whole city on your ass, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, like,
blaming you, bro.
It is. Time treacherous. Also, Ben,
you can't even walk out.
Yeah, it can't even walk out. I feel for Ben Simmons, so I feel for DJ. But at the same time, bro, playing like that guy got consequences, come. I'm sorry, bro. Like, you watch, I can't even say they're highlights. Those are highlights. Those are just lights. Because ain't nothing high about those videos. You gotta go watch it. It looks like sabotage how bad this man is playing, bro.
I didn't even watch
it.
I went to go watch it. Like, I went to YouTube and like looked up the highlights.
Yeah,
I looked up the highlights. And like the homie was straight missing, and I'm like, dang,
playing football your whole life, like you not see, bro.
I've been like in his head right now. He's like,
I watched the first and second quarter, and then like I was like, oh, you know, Norvell's gonna like talk his shit, and then they're gonna come back, and then they did it, and I was like, fuck.
I don't know. Bill
and I ordered a pizza and ate like the whole pizza and then ate ice cream. Like,
this is not looking too good because these were two unranked teams, bro. So what are we gonna do against Clemson? What are we gonna do against Miami? I don't even want to talk about the Miami
game. Or even Gainesville, bro.
Oh my!
Man, that shit. Like, homie have all these ads, beats, fucking Circle K. Well, what else do you have? Celsius. Man, the fries are getting cold, can't you? Like, they could play. I don't want to get too political about it because I'm not a really, like, football person. I'm going to be real with that. That's your job.
Yeah, I'm not even into football like that. It's crazy, but I know bad stats when I see them. Uh-huh. Like, at halftime, I believe, man, let me see, man. Let me look in. Get my handy-dandy notebook.
Shit.
at halftime, bro. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say that loud.
Like,
this is bad. Like at halftime, Boston College had 86 rush yards. FSU had 10. At halftime.
That's crazy.
Time of possession, ball. Time of possession. At halftime, by the way. 21 minutes, Boston College.
Okay.
FSU 8. These are unranked teams we're playing like that against.
Yeah, like almost a whole quarter
of time with them having the ball longer than us. Unranked teams.
Damn.
Name someone on a Boston College team right now. You can't.
You asking the wrong
person. Can't.
I wouldn't know anyone.
I wouldn't know anyone, bro. Like, I'm be so good.
Look, DJ, man, I ain't even mad at DJ, bro. Go get your money in. You locked in. I get it. But that same commercial for Circle K, go ahead and put that job out. Go ahead and put that job up. They love you so much, bro. They're going to be paying you for a minute because you're finna lock in and get a job there.
That's right.
That or you got to learn Chinese, buddy.
Oh, my God.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good.
He's in charge of the comments right now, bro.
No, I'm playing. No.
But, like, it's so wicked, bro. Like, I just can't imagine being in his shoes or even them being his girl. Like, I bet his girl is, like, very supportive, but, like, I bet she can't walk out outside either.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you know, I bet they both can't.
You can't. You can turn off their comments all you want, DJ. They gonna find you, cub. If they can't find you, they gonna find your girl, bro. Say, yo, your man's is trash. Tell him to turn on his comments.
Imagine, like, living in the city and you just can't even go out in public because you know you.
Bro can't even go to DPDOs and get a car. Yeah. They better be throwing cans at him, bro.
Man.
It's like a big hoodie on.
Oh, man. You think they're gonna boot Mario?
I don't think so. I feel like he has so much love. I don't know. I don't think so.
I give him 2 games. Yeah. If we lose to Memphis, him getting bought out of his contract it will be a discussion. That's what I think. Because yeah. Memphis is
dog
shit. Hey, like, how are you going to hack when we lose to Memphis? I mean, that would be my 13th reason if we lose to Memphis.
Yeah.
That would be my 13th reason, bro.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not into deal about the football, but, like, I'm in for the comments.
In the social media.
Bro, Zeus, like, sending me, it's like 3 in the morning. Bro, go look at the comment section. I go in the comment section and they're flaming DJ, bro. Flaming this man.
I feel bad for homie, bro. But, like, dang, bro. You just gotta make a play.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Like, imagine. Like, if I was in his shoes, all right, of course I'm not a football player, but because I'm a DJ. I can't imagine someone be like, yo, Zeus, make a damn transition, bro. Like, I would have been bad, bro. I would have been bad. Like, pissed.
Like, I get it. It's game harder than it looks, bro. Don't me. He's probably nervous. Like, you feel me? His game 1 and 2, but, bro, he played for Clemson for 3 years, bro. I think they play harder people than him. It's, like, tougher people.
Yeah.
You got to have something. Game 1, you can have an excuse. You're nervy.
It's not the first time we lost to Boston College. It's not the first time.
We were
not the way that we lost. Like, the way we lost the Boston College just now.
Because I forgot the score of the last one, but it wasn't as sad as this one, for sure.
People were like, yo, miss Jordan Travis.
Yeah, bro. I just posted J Trav, like, I miss you, gangy. My little pookie bear.
Bro, I swear, us being good comes in waves. It's like we were good in, like, 2012, 2013, 2014. And then took, like, a 4-year hiatus. And then, like, Jordan Travis joined the team.
Yeah, but even then, J-Trav played, like, 4 years, 5 years? And it, like, he went 13-0 on his last year. Like, that took team chemistry to be made and whatnot. I think, like, the other seasons he played, like, they weren't terrible, but they weren't, like, the best either. But it was still in the making.
We're not going to get another good season, at least in the presidential
election. We're going to get GTA 7 before FSU is good again. We're going to get GTA 7.
Man, we'll see. I mean, party scene looking dope, though. Reset looking back.
Reset all bundled up to watch us lose.
Bro, the lines were crazy.
Especially this Silly Week.
Oh, my God.
Y'all saw that video of Cess on Silly Week?
Dude, that's
yes, bro.
Honestly, I know the peeps at Cess, like the management, you know, just cool. But, like, if I had a way at Cess, I'm not waiting. Like, I just can't. I'm not going to be in line to be in Cess.
Not to be, like, in Cess, hell no.
Like, yeah, like.
Like, you're going to see that line and you're going to go home. Like,
yeah.
I'll wait to get Boz, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll wait. And if the night's right and Zeus is playing, I'll wait to get into it. I ain't gonna lie, it just depends. If I hear a mix, I'm like, I think Zeus is in there, I'll take the gamble. If I don't physically know Zeus is playing, like, he's not an Oasis, and I'm like, damn, you think he's in the Guardian? I'll take the gamble and I'll go inside.
I'm telling you, bro, you have to come to Pods for, like, one of those crazy EDM things.
Oh, bro, I should have went to that
you
one.
You were there for Peekaboo, right?
No, I wasn't there, bro.
Oh, my
God. I think I was there for the after. No, I don't know. No. It was for Lanyard, I think it was.
Was that the one y'all recently went to?
It was before the end of the school. So it was like in April, I think. But I swear to God, the way they had these lights set up, it was like, you would think it was in a state. It didn't look like Pawville. There was like at least like 100 like different light fixtures like in the for the stage. It was insane. What was it? Seuss would love this.
Whose event was that child just recently went to at Pawville? I think it was EDM.
Seuss. So it was called the Ibiza in the Garden.
Yeah,
like the one on Sunday you're talking about?
On Sunday, like it was someone else, like a DJ was performing there and y'all went there. It was like a concert. Y'all just went to it.
Over the summer?
It might have been like a last month or something like that.
Nah, it can't be last month.
I don't think there was any big people that came.
The only one I can think of right now is Eli Brown.
Oh, yeah.
But I think people.
Yeah.
We're talking about, that's like, that's one too.
That was crazy too. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, I feel like it was recent as hell. Like, you and Zeus just went to it. Like, y'all had that shit on. Scarcity on.
The trip.
I got out late. I feel like it's gonna pop up later down the road.
Yeah,
like that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
What y'all think about like, what y'all think about like the this upcoming week now?
Oh,
things gonna die down.
What's the schedule?
Crazy.
I know that because we have another Latin night.
That's like the end of September. That's like the end of September.
This week.
When this week?
Yeah,
Latin night.
Brickle.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Oh my God.
If y'all not tapping into
bro,
please do so. That's gonna be.
I'm still having this like bitter effect right now.
Literally, this episode's dropping because we're recording on Wednesday. This episode's dropping on Friday, so you're gonna watch this episode, and when you're trying to decide where you're going tonight, you're going to the Latin night at Clyde's.
Facts.
Block party, baby.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. It's block party.
So that's Warehouse and Clyde's.
Hosting on Latin night might be our stamp.
Host on Latin night. Well, it's gonna be every Friday. It's just falls on one.
There we go. Nervous.
Well, that's gonna be insane.
I'm excited to hop out to that. The last Latin night at Clyde's was a movie, and I didn't even go. I just seen that like the highlights or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a movie. So I know this one's gonna be crazy too.
Yeah. Well, and that being said, thank you for tuning in to the Cook Official Podcast with your host DJ Zeus
Dibble.
Window next door.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.